For $12,000, the Pulteney Graded School was constructed in 1885, a year after Vermont's native son, Chester A. Arthur, had completed his presidency. Now, immigrants were arriving to work the nearby slate quarries. The graded school, in its scale and size, was constructed to accommodate a growing population of the town's children, immigrants and locals alike. Equally important, it marked a change from the dispersed one-room schoolhouses to a centralized education system. The school's design echoes the gravity of its mission. The era when it was constructed, the post-Civil War Gilded Age, so-called, was noteworthy for social change and prosperity. It was also noted for an eclectic blend of building styles. The graded school features the tall windows typical of Italianate design, the fancy filigree of Queen Anne, and the balanced wings of Colonial Revival. Former students Ed Lewis and Doc Williams tell what it was like to learn your values here.
I remember the first day I went to school down there, they rung a bell for you to come in. It's time to come in. And everybody run like the dickens, and I was the first one up to the door. And Mrs. Van Guiler grabbed me by the shirt and said, "You go out to the sidewalk and walk in here like a gentleman." That was my first experience at Pulteney Elementary School.
And when you got out, school was dismissed. You were all went out in the hall, and you lined up, and you walked out to the street, and they had a bass and a snare drum and two people playing. And when I was in the second grade, you got out of line or out of step, Minnie Carlton would have you right by the ear and yank you right out. And you paid for it somehow.
Today, the schoolrooms have been reconfigured as the schoolhouse apartments, which serve senior citizens living in the town of Pulteney. Next, look for the sidewalk on the left side of the schoolhouse apartments. Walk this sidewalk north to Church Street and turn right to the red door of the Episcopal Church.